Greetings to all and Shabbat Shalom. The parasha for this week's Sabbath is entitled Shemini, meaning eighth, and it is taken from the book of Leviticus chapter 9 verse 1 through chapter 11 verse 47. Now, looking back on the last parasha, we saw that the people were summoned by Moses and that the sacrifices were brought to the altar and burnt before the Lord. The tabernacle and its utensils were all anointed, and the priests were called, washed, clothed, anointed, and ordained. Moses instructed Aaron and his sons to eat the rest of the ram of ordination along with the remainders of the bread from the basket of the ordination offerings, and then to burn up the leftovers. Aaron and his sons were ordered to stay in the forecourt of the tabernacle both day and night for 7 days to complete their days of ordination. They were not to leave lest they die. Now notice how Aaron and his sons observed all that they were instructed to do. We will discuss this in more detail later. On the eighth day, which clearly refers to the day after the 7 days of Aaron's ordination confinement, in verse 6, Moses called for Aaron, his sons, and the elders of Israel. Moses said to Aaron, "Take a bull and a ram. There must be nothing wrong with them. The bull would be a sin offering, and the ram would be a burnt offering. These animals are to be offered to the Lord for an atonement for the priests." Moses also told the Israelites, "Take a male goat for a sin offering and a calf and a lamb for a burnt offering. The calf and lamb must each be 1 year old. There must be nothing wrong with them. Also take a bull and a ram for a peace offering. Take these animals and a grain offering mixed with oil for an offering to the Lord. Do this, and the Lord will appear to you today." Now, after instructing the entire assembly, Moses delegated his priestly functions to Aaron by inviting him to begin the sacrifices. Now, this was the beginning of the Levitical priesthood, starting with Aaron and his sons. And these were the first sacrificial offerings that Aaron slew with his own hands. Assisted by his son, Aaron, the high priest, offered a calf as a sin offering for himself. Now remember, Aaron had sinned previously by making a golden calf. So it is ironic that he now offers as his first sin offering a calf, as if to atone for that sin. Then the sons of Aaron brought the blood of this sacrifice to Aaron. Aaron put his finger in the blood and put it on the corners of the altar. He then poured out the blood at the base of the altar. Aaron finished offering the sin offerings. Then the high priest extended his hands toward the people and blessed them. Moses and Aaron then entered the tabernacle. They came out and blessed the people. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. Offerings to the Lord must be done in strict observance of the Lord's command. Now observe how in chapter 10, things quickly change. The same fire which had gone forth and consumed the burnt offerings on the altar now leaps forth and devours two of the priests, Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, for doing what God had never instructed them to do. Before God manifests his glory, there must be divine order. And once his glory is revealed, there is a great blessing. But also, once his glory is revealed, any irreverence, any disorder or disobedience is met with judgment. And the higher the glory, the faster and swifter the judgment. The glory of God had just fallen and consumed the sacrifices. Just as in the book of Acts, the anointing was high and had just occurred. When Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit and were stricken by God. Ministers of God must learn once and forever to walk by the inflexible rule of undeviating adherence to the will and word of God. There are many Nadabs and Abihus today. Their presumption often goes long unpunished because the present dispensation is that of grace. But the 10th chapter of Leviticus, as well as the 5th chapter of Acts, gives us a solemn warning that though judgment may tarry, it surely will fall. God is holy. He will not be mocked. He will be glorified among his people. To do otherwise, it will be good to remember that our God is a consuming fire. Now, Moses did a bit of scolding after the deaths of Nadab and Abihu. It was not a time for comforting the sorrowful, but of honoring judgment, which honored holiness. Aaron did not argue with divine judgment because he saw in the light of Moses' scolding that it was indeed justified. Moses didn't ask any of the priests to carry out the two bodies, for that would have made them unclean to do their duties. Only here in the book of Leviticus is it said that Adonai spoke directly to Aaron, the high priest, and without the mediation of Moses. Aaron was told that drinking wine and other fermented drink was forbidden in the sanctuary and under the penalty of death. This command coming right after the incident of Nadab and Abihu strongly suggests that the two priests were tipsy when they committed their evil. Chapter 11 tells us that God's people must be a clean people. They must be clean both inwardly and outwardly. There must be physical cleanliness, and there must also be ceremonial cleansing from that which defiles them morally and spiritually in the eyes of God. They are to both be sanitarily clean and sacrificially cleansed. A clean and unclean beast show what may be eaten and what may not. Israel's diet in the flesh of beasts, of fish, of birds, and of creeping things was dictated by the Lord. Now, in closing, if fellowship between the redeemed and their holy God is to be maintained, there must not only be a sacrifice, but a priest. Besides absolution from guilt, there must be mediation. The priests bring God closer to the people and the people closer to their God. Thank God, Messiah Yeshua is both sacrifice and priest to his believing people, so that we have access to God by a new and living way. A new way because it is the way of the cross, which speaks of the one final sacrifice for sin. And a living way because it is the way of the resurrection, which speaks of the one ever-living priest on high. Yeshua is our great high priest, who is seated at the right hand of God our Father, and is forever making intercession on our behalf. Shabbat Shalom.